Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
That's the Drifters. Bring this back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. So I want to, it's just you and me, by the way. It's continuing to be just you and me. I want to remind you of what has been going on in the past. What happened, for example, in the financial crisis of 2008 and the Great Recession, and those two things overlaying each other. I want to give you a little reminder about what happened in those days, what caused all of that, and how today is different from that. Some people are saying, "What about a recession? Are we going to have a recession?" You know, that kind of thing. There are some things that are most everything about what happened in 08 aren't in play right now. They're not part of our scenario today, but some things are, and I want to talk about that. Before we have our visit with Adam Beretta after the break on talking about the Fed and what they're going to be doing. So the Great Recession began in 07 and ended in the end of June of 09. So it lasted less than 2 years, and it was already in place when the financial crisis hit, and basically full on, the collapse happened in September of 08. But the two of them really weren't connected. They exacerbated each other, but they weren't really that directly connected to each other. But the reason we had the financial collapse of 08 was because of the collapse of the shadow banking system, because of questionable collateral that the shadow banking system was using for overnight lending. You know, people don't realize this, but and I'm going to ask Adam about this. In those days, the shadow banking system, it's called the shadow banking system, they call it the repo market. The shadow banking system was bigger than the regular banking system. And these are people who had assets that weren't earning any money, and they could use it as collateral overnight and invest that money overnight and give the money back the next day and redeem their collateral. That's a very simplified way of saying all that. Well, the collateral started looking bad, worse and worse. So what was automatically being given as collateral for an overnight loan, all of a sudden around the 1st of September, the shadow banking system, the people who were loaning that money, said, "We don't like your collateral, so we're not going to give you the money." Well, that had not been happening. So everything just backed up. That's how you've heard the term, we had a liquidity crisis. Well, that's what happened. All the liquidity that was moving through the shadow banking system basically stopped because people were questioning the collateral. And the collateral they were questioning were the loan, the mortgage-backed securities that people were using as collateral. So, and they were questioning not just whether the mortgages were the subprime mortgages. That was part of the problem, but that wasn't the big problem, in my opinion. The big problem is some of those mortgages, some of those securitized mortgages, were leveraged more than 1-to-1, not $100,000 asset for $100,000 loan. These were $100,000 assets, for example, that maybe had been leveraged $700,000, 70, sometimes 70-to-1, some of them. So they were not good collateral, and the shadow banking system rejected them, and we had the financial crisis, and that's the reason it slipped up on everyone. So that put us into a tailspin and created on Main Street what essentially is what I became to call the lost decade. Our lost decade was, Wall Street didn't have a lost decade, but Main Street did. And it was rough out here for small businesses. Now, how is any of this similar to what's going on right now? Well, we don't have the mortgage crisis. We don't have the same crisis as we had before. There are issues out there. We got personal debts heavy, high. We got student loans high. We got some of those problems, and I don't know how they're going to manifest. But we don't have a kind of ridiculous leveraging of assets like we have, like we had back in those days. However, one thing that is similar to what was happening in those days is I'm concerned about that shadow banking system these days. I'm concerned about the repo market. And I want to get Adam to talk to us about that when he joins us in a little bit. Because one of the reasons why the Fed has increased their balance sheet recently, their what we used to call quantitative easing, is because of they needed to help the shadow banking system. And that was very quiet. It was done very quietly. You didn't hear a lot about that. But I wonder if we're not, and that, my friends, that's one of the potential problems that we could have going forward. Is that system getting upside down like it did before? And we'll see what Adam has to say about that after the break. How are things similar and not similar today as we move into this longest expansion we've ever had? How are things similar today or not similar than when we had the problems in 08 and 09? That's coming up after the break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.